It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, buddy. Of course, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Give them a call, 269-876-0882. You don't want it to be winter and you looking back and going, man, I didn't ride all summer. because I said my motorcycle wasn't working. When we told you, you could have taken it to Gilson Cycle and they would have got it running for you.
It's like the perfect year for it.
Yeah.
The old Coroni going around. You know, what else you got going? You go and you ride your motorcycle. Yeah. Don't blow it.
Yeah, do some social distancing cruising, man. That's what you need to do. Anyway, go check them out. Gilson Cycle. Gilson. It's five facts, five opinions. Here we go. Facts and opinions on your Plan B After Show podcast. The trampoline was originally a trademark brand, and the generic term was a rebound tumbler. But trampoline eventually became genericized like aspirin, Kleenex, and Thermos. You know, actually, it used to be called the jumpaline until your mom got on it in 1976.
Ah, you bastard. I was trying to think of that joke, too. I knew there was a joke around that.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Yeah. You lucky bastard.
It was called the jumpaline until your mom got on it.
Oh, God.
I have not been on a trampoline in years, and I don't plan on getting one, on one anytime soon.
You know what? I will say, and Brock, you cannot believe me on this. And I'm telling the truth. I am a diving board. I'm the king of diving boards. I can flip around. I can do all this crazy shit. Same thing with a trampoline. But now I am absolutely terrified of the trampoline.
I don't believe you one fucking bit.
Dude, I can do a double back on a trampoline. That's
really
pretty impressive, dude.
Wow.
Do a double back
prove
on a
it.
Tramp, dude.
Prove it.
Not right now. I'm 35.
Prove it. I don't believe it. You got any video? I don't believe it.
I really do.
I see a video, I'm not gonna believe a word you say about a trampoline.
I'm gonna go through all those handy can tapes from my mom's house.
You know, I've never done a flip in my life, ever. Ever.
Really?
No, never have. Never done a flip.
Here, let me give you a tip. And you're going to do it the opposite if I don't give you this tip. Do a backflip first. It's easier.
I'm 34. I'm not doing any flip anytime soon. There's no reason.
Just do it into some water.
No. That's like that's a great way to land, you know, and fucking on your back, do a backflop. Break my goddamn spine. I'm going to break my goddamn spine.
Spine.
We didn't have a trampoline growing up. I had a cousin that had one. I never spent a lot of time on trampolines, to be honest, just because we never had one. And so my window is closed. I will never do a flip in my life. And I'm fine with that because at this point, I don't need to break my neck.
It's a terrifying thing. Trampolines will fold you in ways that you've never been folded.
One of my favorite things in the world is watching people get overbounced on a trampoline because the body does a thing it loses control. It doesn't matter what you do.
Double bounce.
When you are when their knees go up to their chin, like they just get folded.
You get like 4 inches shorter pretty easy on a trampoline.
That person gets double bounced. Then all of a sudden they're flying through the air. They lose control and then they land on the fence. They land on their side on the fence near the trampoline. And just
We used to double bounce our buddy because it's always the smallest kid. Yeah. You got no choice, man. You're the smallest kid. We get the highest. So it's you. And we'd double bounce this kid, dude, so high that he'd be going off the trampoline and we'd have to jump off. And like as he's coming down, we'd push him back into the trampoline. Oh God, dude! Like he almost died multiple times from going so high.
I actually don't even think you can get insurance on a trampoline anymore. Like they will not like it
because they know.
Yeah, it's just like a diving board at your pool. Like it's like no,
it's just stupid.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah,
nobody has a diving board anymore. It fucking sucks.
If I ever build a pool, I'm putting a diving board on there. Fuck,
dude.
That.
You know what? Do one of the bouncy ones too.
Yeah,
because they had the real bouncy ones for a while. And then they're like, oh, those are too dangerous because you're having too much fun.
Yeah.
So they made them like real stiff.
Yep.
Which is still, I'm like, all right, I'll still jump off the dive, even if it's a stiff one, you know? And then they're like, no, you can't have diving boards anymore. So nobody has one. It sucks. Pissed me off because I love the diving board. So two questions real quick. Sorry, I'm talking a lot here.
That's fine.
You don't fucking plug your nose when you jump into the water.
No,
do
I don't.
All right. Question number two. You can dive, right?
I'm fantastic in the water. Yeah, I'm not a strong diver, but I can dive. I know the mechanics of it. Like, you're not going to see me like, you know, fucking Michael Phelps said in there, but I can dive. Like, it's
right, please tell me. Last question. Yeah. You can do a mean jackhammer or a cannonball. Oh, dude, everybody can do
you
that.
You kidding me? I jackknife the shit out of that.
Jackknife. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Dude, I can do a pencil so fucking deep.
Touch the bottom, dude.
Yeah. No, it's just, but yeah, I've never done a flip. You know, I've never done any major, like, you know, high dives. I mean, I've jumped off of high dives, but not like a dive. Like, you jump off the high dive and you're just going, you know, like that.
I'll tell you
but
one of the most terrifying things is real quick before we go to the next pack, because we're like, 10 minutes into the first pack? Football camp, we go to Michigan State football camp, and they had the Olympic size swimming pool there. And for some reason, because they were dumb back in the day, they would let the campers go up to, like, not the highest one, but, like, one down from it.
Yeah.
Dude, which is it, dude. It is high.
Yeah.
And you
get
up there, dude, and your knees start to shake.
Yeah.
And the water is pretty much concrete if you land wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and they're letting all these campers going up there, and people are cheering when people are landing on their belly.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, man, we did cliff jumping down there in Springfield, and when I slipped, dude, that was one of the scariest moments of my life, because it's not like I'm unathletic. It's just you were wet. It was wet from people being up there, and if you don't get that footing just right, and I was the whole time, I'm like, and I landed kind of on my side, like a little bit, like, oh, I corrected myself.
Always on the ribs, on the side, cockeyed.
And I was like, ooh, God, I think I broke a rib. But I was lucky that I got away from the wall far enough. Like, poof, boy. Yeah. You got to be careful with that shit, man.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm 34. I'm not doing any flips or high dives or anything like that anytime soon. I'm good.
I hardly like getting in the water anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's cold on my nuts. Fact number two, opinion number two. Officially, six people died in the Great Fire of London in 1666. And at least seven people have died by falling off the monument built to commemorate it. Huh. So the Great Fire of London, 1666, six people died. They built a monument to commemorate the Great, more people have died falling off of it.
Aye.
Morons.
Yeah.
Fact number three, opinion number three. The term soap opera comes from an old dramatic radio show from the 1920s and 30s that were sponsored by Procter & Gamble. They would use the shows to plug their soap products. Huh. That's interesting.
I was over at my parents the other day, dude. Sure enough, Young and the Restless comes on, dude. Yep. She still watches it, man.
Yep.
I don't think she watches it like she used to, like, fucking tape it.
Yeah,
dude,
my mom used to tape it, too. Days of Our Lives.
Yep. Guiding Light.
And she'd go to work, and she's like, don't forget to tape my soaps. Like, that was, like, kind of her thing, you know?
So bad.
Oh, and they were all just so terrible. Just a terrible show. But I will say, talk about an easy gig. There's people on those soap operas that have, like, been there for, like, 35 years. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I always love it. They, like, they tell the shocking part of the story, and then then the lady just pauses, and then it, like, zooms into her face and goes to commercial.
Yep.
Every time.
Every time. It pans over, like, it does close-ups of, like, each person's face, like, dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Zoom in.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yep. All right. Fact number four, opinion number four. When Doritos launched in 1966, they were just plain corn tortilla chips. The nacho cheese powder wasn't added until 1972.
Doritos. Pretty good.
What does Doritos stand for in Spanish? Do you know?
I don't know. Something about my mom, probably.
No. I was seriously wondering.
I guess it is a Spanish word, huh?
Maybe, or did they just make it up? Hold on. Spanish to English.
Doritos.
All right, paste. It just stands for Doritos.
Doritos. Doritos stands for, Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos.
Yeah, it's just a brand, huh? Just a brand.
¿Cómo se dice Doritos? Doritos?
Doritos. Okay.
I do love Doritos. Cool Ranch is the best flavored chip probably ever. I'm going to say that.
It's pretty damn good, man. You like the regular Doritos? You like the spicy nacho better?
Spicy nacho for sure. Regular Doritos, don't get me wrong, I'll eat regular Doritos, but they're almost kind of, now that we've experienced Cool Ranch and the spicy nacho, like, it's almost like you can't go back to just that plain cheese Dorito. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right, man.
Dude, and fucking, dude, the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell is one of the greatest things I've ever had in my entire life.
Let me warn you, though. Don't eat too many. Don't eat a full bag.
Well, obviously.
I've done that once.
Yeah.
And, dude.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, though, is I probably could. You have to stop yourself. Like, you have to be like, all right, enough. You've had 9 servings of Doritos.
You're 100% right on that.
Yep. Ooh, I think I'm going to get some Doritos for lunch today. All right. Fact number 5, opinion number 5. We'll wrap it up here. The United States president to visit a foreign country while they were in office. What? The United States president to visit a foreign country while they were in office was... I bet you it's got to be the first United States president to visit a foreign country while they were in office was Teddy Roosevelt, 1906. He went to Panama. Panama!
I just got a spam phone call, so I missed that whole fact.
Oh, you did?
I think they
missed a word here. The first United States president to visit a foreign country while they were in office was Teddy Roosevelt, in 1906. He went to Panama.
Huh.
Teddy Roosevelt was a badass, man. He was like in like the Spanish-American War. He hunted buffalo. Hey, he was a badass, man.
It wasn't easy to get to other countries, though, before that.
No, he probably had to.
It wasn't like their fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 1906.
Just put the president on a ship and let him sail.
Like, hope that it goes well. Like, all right, we're going to send you out to sea, Mr. President. I hope everything goes okay. Yeah, they didn't have Air Force One with like its own personal chef and, you know, Wi-Fi and all that stuff.
Took months to get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Now it takes hours. It,
2 years of his presidency was spent on a boat trying to get to Panama. It's like, Jesus, man, we did not think this through. This was terrible. Anyway.
I don't like the place
anymore. Yeah. This is terrible. It's hot here. It sucks, man. All right, there you go. That's going to wrap it up for the Plan B After Show podcast. Facts and opinions, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. And we'll see you guys next time. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.